Yes. I'm Emily Lamb. As Rita said, I'm the project manager for the ELR project in North Carolina, and I do meaningful use stuff too. So I'm just going to jump in really quick because I have a lot I want to show you. So this is a presentation about the tool that we use in North Carolina for managing our ELR project and working with our external partners. It is not a pitch for the tool that we use. It's more about sharing ideas and fostering discussion about low-cost options for managing this massive project of ELR in general. So I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about how you might apply the ideas that we use for your system without having to implement the tool that we use specifically. And then I'm going to talk about the three ways that we utilize our tool. So just a little background real quick about ELR in North Carolina. There are three of us. We all work remotely. And when we started this, we didn't have any virtual space. We pretty much were all in various buildings behind various firewalls, and we really couldn't connect as far as sharing documents with each other. It was all via email. And if anybody else does that, you know what a headache that is. We also do not queue up hospitals in North Carolina. We work with everybody who comes as they come for ELR, so we're working on between 30 and 60 implementations at the same time. We don't work with four or five at once. And we have a combination, like I'm sure everybody does, of single hospitals as well as multi-facility health systems. Okay, so the tool that we use is called Smartsheet, and it's an online system of related spreadsheets that's actually housed and managed by Google. It's one of their subsidiaries. And we use it in three primary ways. The first one is project administration. So, you know, sharing documents internally, managing our checklist, templates, things like that. And then we also use it for our internal workflow management. And we also use it for external collaborations with our data sharing partners. And I'm going to talk about and give you examples of the various ways that we do each of these three things. Okay, so I really wanted to show you a live demonstration of Smartsheet since it is an online system, but I can't. So you get to look at screenshots, and I apologize for that. But anyway, so this is the main home screen of Smartsheet, and you can see, if I can get the pointer, okay. So you can see here on the left, we have workspaces in addition to just single sheets. You can have folders within the sheets. Then here in the center is where all of the actual spreadsheets are housed. And then over to the right, you have information about who can actually see this particular workspace. This is an example of one of the sheets in Smartsheet. So this is what it looks like. It's very Excel-esque. Just think about online Excel, basically. And this is an example of our guidance document library. So this would be how we share documents within Smartsheet, very similar to Basecamp and SharePoint. You actually upload documents as attachments, so you can see the little paperclip here. But this is basically how we use Smartsheet, which is not meant to be a document or file storage system to have an online shared space for that. And this is just an example of how you actually upload the attachments. This allows us to keep a running list of versions of our different documents that we use. So it's basically just a basic upload. Smartsheet also has the ability to make custom templates. So you can basically turn any spreadsheet in Smartsheet into a template. So this is an example of a template that we use for a checklist that we use during our validation process. And we basically have just saved it as a blank template that we use for all of our implementations. And this is another example of the checklist. You can see that, you know, it's basically blank and we fill it in as we review items for that particular implementation. So that's just some of the basics of Smartsheet and how we use it for administration. This is one of our workhorse spreadsheets. This is how we actually track our implementations through their various milestones in our process. You can see that we have visualization aspects of it with symbols for priority. We have the hospital name that actually links back to another spreadsheet where the profile for the hospital is with basic information about the hospital. And then you can see that we track the hospital through the various steps in our onboarding process. And there's conditional formatting on this spreadsheet that color codes it automatically when we change their status in each of the steps from complete, in process, deferred, on hold, things like that. Okay. We're actually in the process of redefining this spreadsheet because you can see here that each row is based on a single facility. We're in the process of redefining it so that we can track hospital or health system level implementations. You can see that right now we just simply do it by naming the implementation the same for each of the Cape Fear Valley as one of our health systems. So we just name it the same for each of the hospitals that are in that system. But we're redesigning it to be more large health systems so that we can track the whole health system in one row. And then we're also doing it because we have multiple health systems that are going through the onboarding process for the second or even third time because they have now changed their lab system and they want to start all over again. And I'm sure that everybody feels the, you know, job security in that because we've got one health system that they're now on their fourth implementation through the process. Okay, so in addition to that sort of basic management, we use Smartsheet heavily for our internal workflow management. So this is an example of our message queue. So this is the list of all of the HL7 messages that need to be validated and reviewed for hospitals that are currently in testing. So you can see that we have listed here the step that they're in, what their status is in the process, quick look at their priority, and then the name of the implementation. And then under it, this is a listing of all of the actual messages and the name of the messages that need to be reviewed. We don't actually store the messages in Smartsheet because obviously some of them are production and they have PHI, but we list the name and where you can find it on the server. And then basically, each person takes ownership of an implementation, and that person is responsible for reviewing the files as they come in. New files are color-coded. Again, we use the conditional formatting. And then if there are new files, you set the new flag. So this is how we manage who's reviewing what files, who has new files to review. It gives you a really quick, you can see down here, you can see which ones have been reviewed, and then some feedback on we didn't identify any new issues with this one. Other ones have been resolved. So again, we don't keep patient information in Smartsheet. You do have to have a username and password to log in, but this is how we managed our internal workflow. All right. This is another one of our workflow management spreadsheets. This is the mapping queue for the vocabulary mapping spreadsheets, the Lincoln and SNOMED spreadsheets. This one, we actually do store the spreadsheets in Smartsheet because they're not patient information. And that allows us to actually use a web form for upload. So we have a web form where our external partners go to this web form and they actually directly upload their spreadsheets into Smartsheet, and it automatically gets added to the queue. So it's a running log of everything that needs to be reviewed. And then Smartsheet actually has built-in alerts. So basically, when any new spreadsheet is uploaded to the queue, Smartsheet, we have notifications, you can see them set up here, to email. Smartsheet will send us an email and say that there is a new spreadsheet in the queue ready to be validated. And again, we use conditional formatting to know which ones are there. You can also set up reminders here like I have for letting you know if a spreadsheet's been in the queue for a long time and it hasn't been reviewed. Okay, so that's sort of how we use it internally, but we also use it to communicate, like I said, with our external partners. So Smartsheet has the ability to make these private workspaces. I showed that earlier. So we have a separate private workspace for every implementation that we're working on, and that allows us to keep all of the spreadsheets that are specific to that implementation separate from all the other ones, and it allows us to set the permissions so that only the users of those spreadsheets can see those specific spreadsheets. They don't see anybody else's implementation. So this helps us with the organization, and we can add as many documents, checklists, whatever, to this workspace, and they will only see those spreadsheets. So this is an example of how you can set up the permissions. Basically, you can set any external collaborator as an admin, which we don't do. We are the only admins. Or you can set up editing permissions so that they can edit the spreadsheets. You can allow them to share the spreadsheets with other people in their team, or you can make them just a viewer in the spreadsheet. So this is an example of our issue tracking sheet. So this is how we identify and track issues during testing with our partners. You can see the data that we provide. It's pretty basic, you know, the day the file was submitted, the title, the summary. We do provide them a priority, and the lock symbol here means that only admins can edit this field. So since DPH are the only admins, we set the priority and they can't change it, but it lets them know what we consider high priority versus what they consider high priority. We also have an assigned to category here. So this we do allow them to edit. Basically everything by default is assigned to the lab, but if they research it and decide that this is a vendor problem, they can assign it to the vendor, and then if they've shared the sheet with their vendor contact, that contact can log into Smartsheet and see the issues that are assigned to them. You can also filter by assigned to category so that the vendor will just see the ones that are assigned to them. So discussions. This is probably the workhorse that we use Smartsheet for, is the discussions of the issues. I'll actually go back a slide. You can see here over on the left the little speech bubble. So each row here represents a separate issue, and you can see that you can add discussions to each specific row. So instead of a discussion about the whole sheet, or in our previous experience, the whole document, you simply talk about the one issue you want to talk about. And so discussions allow us to keep all of the questions, the comments, the things that would normally come through our one inbox with, you hope, some sort of indication of which implementation they're talking about on it. This allows us to keep everything together for this implementation and for this specific issue that we're tracking. And you can see that it has the user's name who added the comment as well as the day it was added. And this keeps a running log of all the conversations. You can email the entire conversation if you need to somebody else. So this is really what we use Smartsheet for. When you're working with 60 different implementations, one question about one little issue on a message that you might still have is really hard to track. And so this really helps us keep everything together. So that is something that we really like about Smartsheet. Now, that being said, how can you use this if you don't have Smartsheet? An idea that we have come up with, and we've used a couple of times, is you can actually export out of Smartsheet. So you can create an Excel spreadsheet that's very similar to the spreadsheet we have in Smartsheet. This is an example of an export of that very same tracking spreadsheet that I showed you. So it has all of the same fields. You could lock it down in Excel the same way it's locked down in Smartsheet. And then as far as tracking the discussions, you simply have a different tab in the spreadsheet that has each of the discussions, and you can follow the comments the same way you would in Smartsheet. So, you know, you have the row indicator, the comment title, who did it, the time. So this is an idea of a way to track your conversations outside of email without having to use Smartsheet. Okay, so how has this made us more efficient in general? Obviously, having a virtual shared space has been huge for us. It's not behind a firewall, so we don't use it for patient information, obviously, but just having that space has been really big for our team. The workflow management of being able to have the files automatically uploaded when it comes to the mapping spreadsheets has been big for us, because trying to track which version is the latest one in email, again, is very challenging. And then it allows us to, because of the alert function, it allows us to keep up with who's working on the next piece of it. And then obviously the external collaboration with our partners, being able to log into Smartsheet, keeps everything real time and up to date. And then the alerts, they also set up alerts. Our partners also set up alerts. So when we update something in their spreadsheet, add a new issue, Smartsheet emails them as well. And it lets them know that we've reviewed something, we've added something to their spreadsheet. They don't always do that, so sometimes we've had to set up alerts for them. But, you know, that's the possibility that we can do as well. So like I said, how can you incorporate some of this into your workflow without using Smartsheet? Obviously, you can use spreadsheets the same way we have and have them in a shared space like Basecamp or Google Docs or SharePoint if you have that. And then you can set up emails and discussions in those scenarios and those programs as well. And then you can track the discussions using the Excel spreadsheet and the template that I recommended. So that's all I have. All right. Do we have time for questions? Okay. I knew that was going to be the very first question. Okay, so basically we pay $600 annually for Smartsheet, and that gives us 6 licensed users. We use 1 license for all of what I just showed you, and that basically means that 1 licensed user is a person or a user who can create spreadsheets. I am the only licensed user on the ELR team. Out of all of our team and out of all of our external partners, I'm the only licensed user. And so I create all of our spreadsheets. Everyone else is called a collaborator. You can have unlimited collaborators.
So are you ready then to sublet your other 5 that you've got?
Actually, Dr. Hackenworth, our surveillance systems user, or our surveillance systems unit manager, she manages the other 5. They go for other projects in the branch.
My real question was the issue, I don't know if it's on or not, I can yell too. On the Smartsheet, do you also in your workflow, do you have the ability, even though you may not be using it, to have levels of approval so that there can be signatories as it goes up if there was any situation of approvals necessary?
Yes. So in our, let me get back to it. In our message workflow, you actually see here that it says first reviewer, so that's who's assigned for the first reviewer. So they do an initial review of the HL7 message, and they indicate all the comments that they found in another spreadsheet. But they indicate all the comments, and then further to the right, this is why I wish I had a live demo that I could show you, further to the right in the spreadsheet, there is a flag that says ready for second review. And then we have another group of people that do the second review. So they get a separate email that says there are files in the queue ready for you to do your second review. And so that's how we sort of track the levels of review and approval.
Not
yes?
To put you on the spot, maybe,
okay.
Can you come and do a live demo for us on the ELR workgroup?
Sure. You mean like the call?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Excellent. And I'm also doing this presentation at the Finn conference if anybody has any other questions they want to ask after a demo.
Other questions? I have one. What feature do you wish this had that it doesn't now?
I wish that Smartsheet had the ability to upload documents directly into the workspaces. So right now, the only thing you can have in workspaces are sheets. That's why if you look at our guidance document, the attachments are all here in this sheet. So you can't directly upload something to a workspace. It has to be an attachment inside of a spreadsheet. So I wish that we could do that, but that's very minor. I mean, so far, we really have enjoyed Smartsheet. Especially for the cost. I mean, if you think about it, it's basically $100 for the whole ELR project for a year. Yes?
Erin Holt, Tennessee. I know you have a registration system.
Yes.
Is there any connection between this and your registration system? Are they independent?
There is not. They're completely independent. This is more tracking after the registration has happened. Our registration system is more for, like, official notifications, you know, like the no response letters and the you've officially registered and that kind of thing. This is all for our sort of management. But, you know, I mean, you can't beat it. It's definitely not Microsoft project, you know. And it really has a very low learning curve. You know, if you know how to use Excel, you can figure out Smartsheet.
Thank